This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Last Friday on this program, in advance of next year's elections, we focused on leadership. I traveled to Columbus, Ohio, to talk with people about the qualities they associate with a good leader. We asked you to share your thoughts on the subject, and we received many letters. Here's a sampling.
Listener Charles Lightsey of Eunice, Louisiana, wrote to say that he believes that there are three top components of good leadership. The first, he notes, is followership. A good leader should first have proven themselves to be good followers, he wrote. Also, a good leader should be a visionary. And third, compassion.
For Bruce Fry of Harpers Ferry, West Virginia, the list should include statesmanship, great intelligence, wisdom, and the ability to manage complex problems and systems. What about humility? Writes Emily Richard of Washington, D.C. She writes that humility is a crucial but often missing character trait for a leader. If only more people in government today had a modicum of humility, our country might be in a different place. Indeed, it would be refreshing to hear someone either in or aspiring to a leadership position say, "I made a mistake," instead of "mistakes were made."
But for Vikram Saw of Kearney, New Jersey, Captain Picard of the series Star Trek, The Next Generation, is the ideal leader. Vikram writes, "Above else, Picard embodies the best that humanity has to offer. He deplores violence and avoids it at all cost, yet he could be hard as nails when required."
And thanks to all of you who wrote in.